Psalm 27, verse 14, our third podcast. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. Brothers and sisters, on this side of eternity, you and I are called to wait, to be patient, and to understand that the most important, most beautiful, most essential, and most lasting things in our life are things over which we have no control. They are things of a loving Father, gracious gifts. And His timing is always right, and the gifts that He gives are always appropriate. He is kind, faithful, loving, merciful, and good. David prayed. He prayed many things, and then he waited. And that's how this psalm ends. David has confidence that he will see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living, verse 13. And the reason for that is that the one in whom we wait, in one sense, is a dissatisfied God. He will not relent, he will not rest until every promise he has made has been fully delivered. He will not turn from his work of transformation, every one of his children changing. He will continue to fight until every last enemy is under his feet. He will keep on until his kingdom has fully come. As long as sin exists, he will shower us with grace, and he will defend his children against attack and will attack the enemy on our behalf. Our Lord will be faithful to convict, rebuke, encourage, and comfort. He will continue to grant us his wisdom and unfold for us the glorious mysteries of his truth. He will stand with us through the darkness and the light. He will guide us on the right paths, his paths. He will supply us with every good thing that we need to be what he has called us to be and to do what he has called us to do. And he will not rest from his work. So you see, it's a good prayer. Lord, help us to wait, for we know that you are working your purposes out. Friends, this prayer also reminds us of a few important truths. It reminds us that we are not in control. It reminds us that our story is not the ultimate story. It reminds us that we were created to be dependent. It reminds us that what we most need, we cannot provide. It is a good gift from God. It reminds us that the one we wait for is trustworthy. And it reminds us that even when things seem out of control, they are not. So, fellow travellers on this wonderful journey that God has called us to, take heart. If God is for us, who can be against us? Be strong. Remember his goodness and what he has done for you. And wait. There is such a peace that we can enjoy when we know all things are safely in the hands of our mighty God. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord.